ladies and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. I'm Paul Kramer, your host. Thanks very much, Bruce, for the introduction. And it is a very important week for the podcast. We have now got a subscription page that is available so you can donate to the program to help us keep running so that we can keep bringing you the news each week and the special guests. I'd like to say thank you to the people who have already subscribed. And we hope to get some more of you on board very, very soon. Let's have a look at what's making news around the world this week. And in concerning news out of Canada this week, it is very sad to report that Structurlam Mass Timber Corporation, who is a manufacturer of mass timber elements, on Wednesday, January 18, temporarily suspended its operations and reducing its staffing at its 288,000 square foot Arkansas plant in Conway due to customer contract cancellation, with the company being Walmart, being described in a news report. The decision like this is never easy, especially when it impacts our people, who's the CEO of Structurlam. In a news release just happened a couple of days ago, and our hearts go out to all the team at Structurlam. We do wish you well. We hope that the business finds a way through and can regenerate and come back stronger. I think the global supply chain for mass timber products would be benefiting from your return. We look forward to watching the news come in the next couple of weeks to see what ends up happening there. In other news, construction is progressing well on the Roots Hamburg project, a premium development in Germany, the highest tall timber building located in the heart of Hamburg's main city, standing 73 meters tall and featuring 20 stories, with 16 stories planned as timber construction. Roots is situated in one of the trendiest quarters of Hamburg and is expected to be a striking architectural landmark in the city skyline. Designed by Stomer, Murphy and Partners, Hamburg, the project is scheduled for completion this year, with Rubner Holtz being the appointed supplier for the materials on the project. And heading to LA now, an LA studio, Kevin Daly Architecture, has created a headquarters for a Houston foundation that has a latticed canopy suspended over a white building that was created using steel and cross-laminated timber. Kevin Daly Architecture worked with Mexico City-based studio Productor to complete the 31,700 square feet or 2,946 meter project in Spots Park, northwest of downtown Houston, for the local institution Houston Endowment. And it looks like it's all happening in the US this week, and there is another project which is going to be happening in Milwaukee. A seven-story mass timber office could be developed just downtown under the proposed one of Milwaukee's leading property restoration firms. Sid Grinker Restoration would develop a multi-tenant building at the northwest corner of Phillips and Walnut Street. A spokesperson said that the location for the build is at the crossroads of about 5 years of growth in the area, and the company specializes in water and fire restoration, which involves on-site facilities as well as offices. The firm owns several other buildings in the area, and this particular project will be a centerpiece. So all eyes are on Milwaukee once again. And congratulations to Sustainable Building Products, ASPB, as they've been awarded a £97,000 accelerator fund from Built by Nature, which is a grant-making organization with a mission to accelerate timber building and transformation in Europe. Congratulations to the team at ASBP. And sticking in Europe, in particular in London, the Black and White Building is the first project that has flexible workspaces provided from the office group. It was built from the ground up, standing at 17.8 metres, spanning across 38,000 square feet and comprising 28 offices with more than 500 desks. The office group president, Charlie Green, said he hopes the building encourages others to innovate an environmental approach to construction. Working with War Thistleton Architects, TOG expanded and rebuilt the organisation that had been bought in 2013, incorporating cross-laminated timber and laminated veneer lumber. And that's it, folks. That's what's making news around the world this week in Mass Timber Construction Land. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the podcast now and help us stay on air to keep giving you the news each week and bringing you special guests intermittently throughout the months. We also have the early bird registration coming up for the International Mass Timber Conference in Portland, Oregon, and Michael Green has been announced as the person who will be the keynote speaker there. So get your hotel bookings done, your flights booked, and your tickets for the registration for that particular program. And don't forget that the podcast is produced each week to give you the latest news from around the world. Please do subscribe, like, follow us on social media, all good digital channels, and we look forward to catching up with you next week in Mass Timber Construction Land. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever in the world today. My name's Paul Kramer, and I'm signing off.